The middle class is shrinking. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Stephen Pressman, professor of economics at Colorado State University, delves into what defines the middle class and how it has been affected in recent years.
The U.S. middle class is struggling. People claim they can't earn enough money to be middle class. Living standards have stagnated for decades. My research focuses on the size of the middle class in developed countries over time, especially what leads to more middle-income households and how to sustain a large middle class. From household surveys and other studies of income needs, I define a family of four as middle class with income in the $55,000 to $163,000 range. I adjust these figures for families of other sizes. In 2013, 50% of U.S. households were middle class, down from 60% in 1980. Other developed countries have a larger middle class than the U.S., ranging from 57% to more than 65% in France, Norway, and Sweden. These other countries also have a more stable middle class. Several nations saw little or no change in the size of their middle class since the 1980s. The French middle class actually grew. These numbers call into question two common explanations for the dwindling middle class: robots and trade. If technology and trade are crushing the middle class, all developed nations would look similar because all are affected by these two forces. National differences point to a national government policy as being key. Two important policies missing in the U.S. are child allowances and paid parental leave. Child allowances are payments made to families each month to help them raise their children. Paid leave replaces lost wages around the birth of a child. These two policies increase the fraction of families with children that are middle class by 10 percentage points on average in developed nations. It is clear that good policies are important. We need U.S. politicians to pay attention.
That was Stephen Pressman of Colorado State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good. Every day.